34 wins in a row now for the Axtell Eagles. I'm joined by their head coach, Eric Detweiler, after a 78-8 win. And, Coach, this was a complete annihilation. 40-0 was the score with 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter. It's also your guys' largest margin of victory since 2014. Just so your overall thoughts on the win.
Well, you know, obviously our kids played, extremely well. We were scoring kind of at will there. A lot of times it was only one or two play drives, and we would score, and then defensively we would shut them down, a lot of three and outs, and get the ball back right away, and like I said, it was just kind of scoring at will, and nothing to really complain about our kids. It was just they played hard and aggressive, and the score kind of showed it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were really able to impose your will early and often. And as you guys head into this matchup coming up against Wakefield, we'll talk more about this this matchup than what we did last for the last week. But kind of talking about this matchup, you guys have played them before back in 2017, 2016. You guys beat them by 6 in 2017, and you guys lost them in 2016 handily. What are some things, if anything, you remember from those games, and how much differently will this matchup be here in 2023?
Well, the last time we played them, I think we beat them on a last minute drive. I think we stopped them on a fourth down and won. And then I think the year before that, they actually beat us. So if my memory recalls me right, they were pretty good aggressive team back then. But this year's team is quite a bit different than those years. They only have one win this season. They played several opponents fairly close. Last week's game against St. John's Boyd, I think, was within 28 or something. And they're a different team than what we've seen back there, but we still need to be prepared to win this week. Like I told our guys, that from here on out, it's every season, the season starts over about every week, because if you lose, you're done. We got to take every game one game at a time.
Here with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler, and kind of just looking at their schedule, kind of like what you were saying, they played Blue Valley Randolph. They lost them 42-14. They also lost 76-8 to an Osborne team that ended up losing to Hanover. So what are some things that you kind of take from that, if anything?
Well, a lot of times, the score isn't indicative of how good or bad a team is. I've learned that you never know in some of these games where kids are injured and, two or three kids are injured and don't get to play that game, or might be ineligible because of grade. You just never know why kids aren't playing, and that score might be lopsided one way or another because of that. So a lot of times you just got to go back to film and try to find a game where their complete team is there playing and aggressive, and use that as a basis of how you're trying to play, and just kind of go that way and look at their team in that direction.
Let's go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll talk more about Axtell's upcoming matchup against Wakefield in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler ahead of their first round playoff matchup against the Wakefield Bombers. And coach, you have some film on this team. What are some things that you've kind of seen from this Bomber squad?
Well, they're kind of old school in their offense. They don't spread all that much. They do some, but not that much. They kind of tight eye formation and they all toss sweep and track down the middle or backside on a drag and that kind of stuff. So they don't do anything fancy necessarily offensively, but what they do is, they do it pretty well. They just sticking to their fundamentals and trying to score it that way.
Coach, how are your kids trying to attack this game from a mental perspective, trying to put everything into focus and try to do things one play at a time, one step at a time, instead of thinking about the big picture?
Well, exactly. I told our guys, if we lose this game, we're done. Every game from here on out is extremely important. I think we have to, the weather, obviously this week is a rainy week, And Thursday night's game is it looks like it's going to be a little bit cold and windy, and so we got to stay focused in every aspect of our game, and if we have one little slip up and lose, our season will end not the way that we would like to.
With the wind and the rain, are you planning on hoping to go to the ground a little bit more? Are you trying to maybe establish the pass early and get out to a quick lead and then kind of dial back to the run? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we always like to say 50-50 weather, dependent upon the weather, but it hasn't slowed us down so far this year. We played a few windy games and it hasn't affected us too much. We might have to throw some more short passes as opposed to deep ones, but You know, the Frankfurt game was windy, and we were still pretty successful, you know, throwing the ball in that way. So, you know, we try not to affect us too much, but obviously if it's pouring rain or something like that, well, you know, it definitely makes a difference in which way we're going to go.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and this entire season, because this will be our last episode, but we'll catch up with you throughout the postseason because you guys are poised for yet another deep run here in 2023.
All right, thanks for having me all season long.
That was Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings.